from the Sky News Centre at 4. Abu Qatada can be deported to Jordan. It's after the British government says it's had assurances from the country that its human rights wouldn't be breached. Previous attempts to deport him have been unsuccessful because of concerns that he would face an unfair trial in the country. The Home Secretary, Theresa May, says Qatada is a dangerous man.
He is a risk to our national security and he should be deported to Jordan. I believe the assurances and the information we have gathered will mean that we can soon put Qatada on a plane and get him out of our country for good.
Anders Breivik, who's admitted killing 77 people in a bombing and shooting attack in Norway last year, has told a court he would do it again. He says he was fighting multiculturalism but denies criminal responsibility. A 17-year-old has been sentenced to 8 years' detention for killing a pensioner during the riots last summer. Darrell D'Souza punched Richard Mannington Bowes to the ground as he tried to put out a fire in West London. His mum, Lavinia D'Souza, was jailed for 18 months for perverting the course of justice. The victim's sister, Anne Wilderspin, spoke outside court.
Forgiveness does not condone his terrible acts, but puts aside any desire I might have for retribution and leaves Darrell emotionally free to change.
The Foreign Secretary says he welcomes a decision by Chinese officials to investigate the mysterious death of a British businessman in China. Neil Hayward's death was originally blamed on excessive alcohol consumption. It's now thought he may have been murdered. 250 jobs are at risk at the high-end clothing store Aquascutum after it went into administration. The 160-year-old firm, which has dressed the Queen Mother and Winston Churchill, has 11 stores. And the Olympic torch is to have a royal welcome. It'll pass Buckingham Palace on its way to the 2012 Games and be greeted by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, as well as Prince Harry. That's before the opening ceremony. That's the latest. I'm Kat Collins.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh my goodness, I can't hide it. You just smiled when you walked by me. Oh my goodness, warning signs that no one showed me. Lost control, but please don't hold me back. Gonna go for it, I hope you're ready for it all. Downhill, no brakes. Can't go back now. It's too late. Oh, it's too late to look away. Unfeel what I feel for you. Look away. Unsee what I see in you. I'm gonna go for it. I hope you're ready, cause I don't know.
Too fast, heart first, my head just can't slow. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Don't forget, I'm going to be joined very shortly by my guest. But in the meantime, let's catch up with the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
The Great Baddow Bypass in Chelmsford is closed and delays inbound between Howe Green and the Army and Navy because of an accident. Investigation work currently going on. Slow traffic on the A130 southbound in North Benfleet between the A1245 Chelmsford Road and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in the roadworks area. Slow traffic on the B1137 Main Road westbound in Boreham between the Boreham Interchange and the A130 White Hart Lane Junction. And watch out for the traffic lights on the High Street in Ingatestone, which may delay you at the Frining Lane Junction. And Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions near the Butsbury Hall Farm Junction because of roadworks. There's no service on the Bakerloo line, Queen's Park to Harrow and Wilston, and there's no service on the London Overground, London Euston to Watford Junction.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul, whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades, every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday the 19th of April at 8pm, Depression in Chronic Illness is going to be a talk by Maureen Plant from Mind. It will be happening at the Doddinghurst Road Community Church on Doddinghurst Road in Brentwood. And if you need to know more, you can call Brentwood 224299. It starts at 8 o'clock in the Doddinghurst Road Community Church, or you can get those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local-events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6, and I'm pleased to say that, as promised, I was promising it on my show yesterday, and I've been promising it today. Steve, do I pronounce your surname Willoughby?
That's right.
Willoughby. From Home Instead Care. Senior Care is here to speak to me. How are you, Steve?
Very well, Gabby. Nice to see you.
Good. Nice to see you too. And your microphone's working, which is a relief for me.
That's good.
My side of things. Now, you're here to talk about the care service that you offer called
right.
Home Instead Senior Care.
Yep.
Now, this is, I mean, it kind of, it goes without saying, home instead, it's care within the home.
That's right. We provide high quality care and support for older people so they can continue living in their own homes for a longer period of time.
And I just want you to share with the listeners how you got involved, because, I meet so many people that work with the elderly, and they normally, something personal's happened that's brought them into it.
That's right. I got involved in the care sector because of the experiences of my grandmother. She lived in her own home for 60 years plus. She lived to a fantastic age of 92. And for the last 3 years of her life, she was able to continue to live in her own home because she had support. I thought that was fantastic. That's what got me interested in the sector. I'd previously worked up in the city for 20 years beforehand. And that got me interested, and I found I had a passion for it and wanted to get involved in the sector.
Yeah.
And so came across Home Instead Senior Care.
So did you jump straight into the job position that you're in now?
No, I looked at a number of companies across the sector, but found that Home Instead Senior Care had a fantastic care model that provided high quality support and did so much more than just helping people get up in the mornings and going to bed in the evenings. Our service is heavily focused on companionship. We provide a lot of services and support for people just to help with everyday tasks. As you get older, these can become far more difficult.
Yeah, now tell me something. Home Instead Care is, did you say it's nationwide?
That's right, yes. We're part of a franchise network. There's now over 100 offices in the UK. In fact, it was a concept that started in the US in the mid-90s.
What's the name of your branch, then?
We are the Brentwood, Billericay and Upminster office.
Okay.
And we opened up in August 2009.
Have you always worked in the Brentwood, Billericay and Upminster office?
I started the office in 2009.
Oh, right. So were you the one that kind of brought Home Instead
to the
Brentwood area?
That's correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So do you live locally?
I actually live in Upminster, so
Oh, okay. So that's why you made it the Upminster, Brentwood and Billericay branch.
That's correct. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. So you kind of, no one else has run Home Instead in this specific area?
No, that's right. Home Instead was a new name to the local area.
Oh, wow. So even though you're nationwide and it's kind of like, well, Home Instead wasn't your invention, in a way... In this and what the reputation is for Home Instead of this for the local area, for Brentwood, is all down to you.
Myself and the team at the office.
That's wonderful. Now, I like it when it's very, very hands-on.
Yeah, the benefit of the way we operate. We have national experience of providing care and support, and all the offices run to the same high standards. But obviously, we are a local office, and so we've got the benefit of local services and a focus on the local area.
Yeah, it's nice that you're so hands-on, though, because what I have often thought that care homes fail to do is you often have the owner of the care home and then the care home has the manager. And you never really get to meet the owner.
Right.
Do you meet your carers yourself?
Most of the carers on the team know me.
Oh, that's good.
We have regular caregiver meetings. So every quarter the team will get together. We have people come and give us talks from the local Alzheimer's Society. We've had talks from the Parkinson's nurse come along. And so, most of the team will know me. And we try to get involved as much with the local community as we can.
Oh, wonderful. That's fantastic. So tell me about some of the different services you offer and what... Tell listeners what makes your service different from... A lot of people are quite familiar with care agencies.
Yep.
Why is Home Instead different from any sort of elderly care agency?
Well, we call ourselves a service. All our caregivers are contracted to Home Instead Senior Care. I suppose the main way that we're different is that we pride ourselves in providing a person-centred service. We put together services based on people's needs and then, importantly, provide them at the times they want.
Yeah.
We also offer a very flexible service. Sometimes people need care and support for just short periods of time, perhaps coming out of hospital or... They may rely on family members who are going away for a holiday or a break and just want someone to go in to help mum or dad or mum and dad whilst they're away. Then we provide more comprehensive services for sufferers of dementia, including Alzheimer's and also Parkinson's, where our caregivers are trained to manage changing behaviours and also maintain a safe environment for our clients.
You're going to go on.
No.
Otherwise, I'll start firing more questions.
You carry on firing on.
Now, I've often been saying to my listeners about, and I've had people in to speak before on my show, guests, such as occupational therapists mm-hmm. and people that run sort of support groups.
Yep.
And I like to get on my soapbox a bit about the bad things about being in a care home.
Right.
And what I want you to just sum up nicely for me now is just to say, you know, what are some of the benefits of having care in your own home? You know, why should... you know, getting old, have to equals you go into a home. Have you got any? Do you know how homes operate?
Well, we have.
Have you ever worked in a home?
I have never worked.
Well, I can tell you now, they operate their way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so often people will have, you know, residents will get up at the time they get everyone up. Right. You know, it's very, I described it the other day as a hotel, but not a five-star one.
Right.
And it's okay. And I think it. I've personally found, and I've worked in more than one. It's very regimented,
yep.
and it scares me the thought of having to go into a home myself.
Right.
Because I think, hang on a minute. What if I don't want to get up at that time, or what if I don't want to go to the toilet at that time?
Yeah. Well. Exactly. We provide services for people, as I said, at the times they want.
That suits them.
Yep.
So if you want a bath in the afternoon, that's fine. But
that's
if you
fine.
Like your bath in the morning, yep. that's fine. Because that's often another thing. In care homes, you haven't got time to do the baths in the morning. So people have their wash, even though they may have liked to have a bath.
Yep.
And then it's done in the afternoon when everyone's free to do it.
Well, at the outset, our care manager will meet with clients and where possible family members. We take a note of their life experiences, their interests, on what particular help that they would like, mm-hmm. And then we select a member of our team, a caregiver, that we feel would be a good
suited,
mix.
Yeah,
exactly. And so we try and match clients and caregivers where possible. And as you say, the service at the end of the day is all about the client. So they can have the service at what time they like, but also at the end of the day, it's their choice what they would like to do.
Yeah. I'm interested to know, because I know a lot of people that ask this question when they go and look around different establishments or they're looking for some kind of care. They often say, how high is your staff turnover?
Yeah, we have a pretty good retention rate with our staff. I think one of the main reasons we're speaking to our staff, our caregivers, is that we have a minimum 1 hour call time. So that does give the caregivers an opportunity to build good relationships with their clients. So we very much encourage our caregivers to spend quality time with people. You know, quite often at the end of services, our caregivers will sit down and have a cup of tea and a chat and provide companionship. Because at the end of the day, for that particular person they're visiting, it might be their only contact of the day.
Oh, I know.
So it is important.
That's really, really good. I've heard of care services that only offer half an hour.
Well,
and I just see how on earth can you, how can you do that?
Well, Gabby, I obviously wouldn't comment or talk about any other services that operate in the area, but all I can emphasise is what we do, and everything we do is about spending quality time with people.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because it's important about building up relationships. Now, if there are any listeners out there that are thinking, you know, they need to be looking for care either for themselves or for a loved one, and they'd like it if their loved one or themselves, if they could stay in their own home.
Yep.
What sort of things should they be looking out for? You know, if they do, you know, want to have a look, or perhaps I know that often suggestions are made to you for you. For example, in my doctor's surgery, they advertise a certain, you know, place that offers care. You know, so what are the key questions? If people are going around looking at various either homes or are phoning around getting an idea from different services that are offered, what questions do you think are quite important to ask?
First and foremost, people can continue to live in their own homes for as long as possible, unless particular nursing needs mean that they have to go into residential care. I think you need to look at the person concerned, what their needs are at the time. We always find that a slow introduction to support and care works better. Sometimes with a little bit of help, perhaps just even once or twice a week, people find that we can help their independence rather than their independence be taken away. We're talking of things just sometimes even accompanying someone to the shops, helping someone keep on top of the laundry. We will obviously do more extensive tasks like providing hot meals. Sometimes people are lucky and have family close by, but they can't always get to them 7 days a week. So again, we would just go in perhaps once or twice just to give family a break and provide that support. And then the client and the carers can build up a relationship, and they find that the support works for them, and it helps them to remain independent.
So it's probably quite important to ask questions like, you know, support
that all caregivers are CRB cleared. Our caregivers are. We also provide 6 references that the caregivers are trained and that they're insured. So then the family have got assurance that their loved ones are being appropriately cared for. Obviously, the technology is now helping when people are researching support. You can go onto the internet now, and you'll find ourselves. And so we tend to find that family members now get in touch with us through that.
Are you happy for family members to want to meet the carers?
Oh, very much so.
I think that's quite important as
exactly,
well.
Exactly, Gabby, and I think that's also very important. The way we operate, we have a client journal that is kept in each client's home. Our caregivers, when they visit, record what they've done, the services that have been provided. And so if family members aren't around, when they do call in, that they can look and see some history about what's been going on with their family members.
Their family?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
But it really does determine, I think, from what family members and clients are looking for. We provide a very flexible service. As I said earlier, we provide support for sufferers of dementia and Parkinson's. And again, in mild to moderate stages, there's no reason why people still can't be out and about. So we provide respite for the spouse of a person with such conditions, and our caregivers will take them out to the local parks or museums. We've even gone down to the coast with some people, down to Leon Sea.
That's really, really nice.
It's so varied. Well, it really depends on what people are looking for at the end of the day, what works for them.
Sounds like if there's any carers out there as well, they'd probably be because it is so varied. Normally when you work in care establishments, you have the activities coordinators, and that's the job role that really you wish you'd got, and they're normally given to people that have got some experience in working in occupational therapy, or, you know, they've got something on their CV that made yours look a little bit better, and you know, and then you've got the carers that just sort of do more of the personal stuff. And then how do you get, you know, how do you build up a rapport between client and carer if you're never letting them do things that build up rapport?
Exactly.
I mean
as far as becoming a caregiver, what we look for is people who have a passion for making a difference to people's lives. We provide full training. We can teach people health and safety and all the rules and regulations, but what you can't teach people is having that passion for making a difference for people's lives. So that's what we look for when we're recruiting for caregivers, which we are doing at the moment because we've had some growth, and so we're looking to increase the team numbers.
Oh, good. Well, I hope you continue to grow, because you sound like a very good establishment to me. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm sure it's by now, if anyone was interested, they'd have a pen and paper at the ready, because they know that I always ask my guests to give out their contact details. Now, do you have a website or not?
We do.
Oh, you do? Wonderful.
It's www.homeinstead.co.uk/Brentwood.
Yep, and telephone number for those that aren't on the internet.
Right, is 01277 822 858.
And I've just had a look on the back. You're based at, your unit is based at Stubbers Farm, Mount Nessing Road in Blackmore.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's correct. That's that's the operational base.
So but is that where you're normally based?
That's where I'm normally based, although
nice
I'm off and out.
That's a nice place to be working from.
It is very nice.
Blackmore's lovely. I love Blackmore, yes.
But obviously our caregivers live out and about in the community.
I bet you're jealous now that you live in Upminster and not Blackmore.
Yeah, very true.
No, Upminster's really nice, actually. Especially if you want to be a bit closer to London, but at the same time enjoy like the countryside. Upminster's lovely.
Upminster is a very nice place to live, but yeah, Blackmore is quite special.
Yeah, at least you can still pop up to the city if you ever start to miss your old city job.
You'll soon start
to hate it again.
I don't miss it at all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Gabby. It's been really good to see you.
And you.
Skidmark's Pothole Watch, helping you to look after your vehicle.
Okay, ones that might not have been filled in on the A128, there should be one on the southbound carriageway just past the junction with Running Waters and adjacent to Hartswood Golf Course. You might find one on the A129, Rayleigh Road, just east of the junction with the Wash Road, and on Wash Road itself between the two Talon Road junctions. And you might also find one on the A129 heading west out of Billericay, about half a mile before the traffic lights for Tyne Common Road and Western Road. Any more updates can be found on the Skidmarks website.
Help us to help you. Visit skidmarksltd.com and click on Pothole Watch. Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Time goes by. So slowly, slowly, 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 time goes by. So slowly, slowly,
Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's one lane closed on the M11 southbound between Junction 5 of Loughton and Junction 4 of Woodford because of an accident. And slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Navenden between the A127 Southend Arterial Road Junction and the Cranfield Park Road Junction. Watch out for the temporary traffic lights, which may delay you if you're going through Ingatestone High Street at the Frining Lane Junction. And also Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed. Just have to find out where. It's closed near Butsbury Hall Farm Junction because of roadworks. There's no service on the Bakerloo line, Queen's Park to Harrow and Wildston, and no service on the London Overground, London Euston to Watford Junction.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Phoenix FM.
Looking for somewhere to go with the family? Why not visit Brentwood Town Football Club and experience a great day out that all will enjoy? With the Blues performing well on the pitch this season, this really is the time to get involved with your local team. Try one of Brentwood FC's famous hot dogs, experience the thrill of a home win, and then chill out in the family bar. For fixtures and ticket prices, visit www.brentwoodtownfc.co.uk and support your local team.
Cool, blimey, John, watch out. You should join Worley Park Golf Club in Brentwood. They're offering 4 free lessons with a PGA professional and an incredible 4 months free membership if you join in April. That's 16 months of golf, including 2 whole summers for the price of 12. Just call them on 01277 200 441 to book a test round this month. And who knows, John, by the summer you could have a drive you'd actually want to shout about.
Terms and conditions apply. Search Worley Park offers online now.
Yeah.
judgments and spare me your dreams. Cause recently mine have been tearing my seams. I sit alone in this winter clarity which clouds my mind. Alone in the wind and the rain you left me. It's getting dark, darling, too dark to see. And I'm on my knees and your faith in shreds it seems. Riches blown. I know you have felt much more love than you've shown. And I'm on my knees and the water creeps to my chest. Plant your hope with good seeds. Don't cover yourself with thistle and weeds. Rain down on me. Look over your hills and be still. The sky above us shoots to kill. Rain down on me. Flesh and bones, let the dead bury their dead. They will come out in droves. Take the spade from my hands and fill in the holes you've made. Plant your hope with good seeds. Don't cover yourself with thistle and weeds. Rain down on me.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Sunday the 22nd of April at 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. it's St George's Day celebration at All Saints Church, East Horndon in Brentwood. I'm very confused now, but maybe my geography is not as good as everyone else. Anyway, teas and cakes, Blackmore Morris men dancing, Now I'm even more confused with Blackmore coming into it at 12:15. A treasure hunt for the children, plus a chance to find out about the dragon legend originated at the church from the 13th century. All Saints Church is the red brick Tudor church overlooking the A127, A128. Ah, there we go. Roundabout, just south of Ingrave and Herongate, a historic building protected by the by Church's Conservation Trust. I know where it is now. You see it when you're driving along the A127. Right. If you need to know more details, why not have a look on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210-414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. A massive thank you to my guest, Steve from Senior Care. Home Instead Senior Care. Having a good discussion with him, talking about Home Instead, and also talking about care within the comforts of your own home.
and build a